The next section of the survey guide is the survey overview table, which includes all of the surveys your organization will use. Prior to programming, please confirm all the information included in the guide with your program lead as current, as there can occasionally be updates during the middle of the fiscal year. On the far left column of the table, you'll see your organization's interventions, participant age groups, and the corresponding surveys. Each survey will be used according to the timing listed, along with the customized online survey link if you plan to use the survey online format. As a reminder, online or Scantron survey formats can be used based on the preferences and needs of your groups. Please work with your program lead more to determine which survey format is best to use for your context. Each intervention survey has a specific link to use so the survey data can be reviewed by intervention. Before using any surveys in programming, please make sure you review the link, which includes your organization's initials, the initials of the intervention, the initials of the survey, whether it is the pre or post version, and the language, if applicable. For each intervention, you will likely see multiple surveys listed for an age group. Please review which surveys to give for each group with your program lead. For the food and health questionnaire for adults, you will see the Spanish and/or Arabic versions indicated if relevant for your organization's SNAP Ed program. Note too that there are several interventions that will have intervention-specific evaluation information and survey links in different documents. This intervention-specific evaluation information will apply to Taste, Move, Learn, 13 Moons of Anishinaabe Nutrition, Rec Connect, Farmers Market Food Navigator, and Michigan Farm to Family CSA Food Navigator Program. Please be in communication with your program lead for this information in advance before programming with these interventions begin.